Patreon exclusive.
Kyle, what a show.
What a show.
This is going to be one more after show until we get to the retro radio stuff. Because I am
in retro heat. Next week.
Yeah. Then the week after that is
Road to Greatness.
That said, what a fantastic show that was.
Yeah.
I very much started to break down at the end.
Same.
I'm melting right now, man. I am goddamn melting.
I still haven't put my air conditioner in.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at it wantingly. Yeah. Like, it's like that Zach boy, whatever his name is, making me all confused and whatnot. I didn't need that in my life. No. Kyle?
Yeah?
We've been going through some stuff.
You think?
First and foremost, I want to say this. Last week was tremendous for us. I want to thank everybody for supporting us the way that you have. Mm-hmm. Again, we broke records I didn't think we'd ever reach. It was absolutely nuts. And then the showcase love that we got over at the Carpool Gaming side, and then over at the Season Gaming side, and coming back to this episode here, it's just thank you all so much. There's no words. Again, I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, when we're we hit all these charts, but it really is. It really does help, because the Apple algorithm really does suck. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to get discovered. If you're not a big personality, getting your podcast just out there in general is incredibly difficult. So to see the community we're building, it just warms my heart to no end.
Yeah.
That said, Kyle, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with our patrons, because it's now time for me to start getting real with you guys. You ready?
I'm ready.
You've heard this? Have you seen this? I've been a little depressed for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And I think it really all stems from my new diet. Marcus O'Neill, listen to this, big bud. And let me know if this will actually... Because you are actually, you're in the profession. Like Marcus, you help people lose weight, for anybody that don't know. Something along those lines? A dietitian, I think?
Yeah, I believe he is.
And I think I'm depressed because I am not going to junk food to turn to my vices. So, I was talking to Sean Capri. He's like, yeah, of course you're depressed. Because, you're going through a lot of changes right now. You're going to this new job that you're, a little nervous about, as we all would. And you're trying to lose some weight and trying to better yourself. So all this change is a lot for you at once. Mm-hmm. So of course you're going to feel bummed out, but I want nothing in the world right now, Kyle. This is indigestion, not me being emotional. There's a bunch of crunch in this cabinet.
Yeah.
I want to eat that bunch of crunch.
Yeah.
Can't eat that fucking bunch of crunch.
Yeah, I know.
And I do this thing. It's self-sabotaging.
I almost did the most cruelest thing I could have possibly done. Got your bunch of crunch. Grab my bunch of crunch.
Fucking grab them, dude.
No, I can't. It's too late.
Oh, God. But I do this thing. It's a really weird thing. Where I'll be like, okay, this is my my last feast. And I get a whole bunch of shit. And I
Oh, my God, yes.
And then
the same thing.
The next day, you just don't start.
Yeah.
And for my dumb ass, it's because I forgot. Real talk. Because you're just in the routine. So it's like me breaking the routine is what I think is messing me up right now. Does that make sense?
No, 100% it makes sense. And and honestly, Joe, not that you would... I don't know if you partake in a lot of foods that have this in it or whatnot, but sugar has a big effect on that. I know every Lent when I give up soda and sweets, that first week or so, I feel like dog shit. And
yeah.
I get really sad, and it is a slog. I truly believe, and this is as somebody who still eats way too much of it every single day, sugar is the worst thing to ever be created or used in any sort of food.
Ooh, okay.
It is the most addictive thing I could think of outside of pure crack cocaine and heroin. Not that I have any experience with either of those. But sugar makes you do crazy things.
Yeah.
It makes you feel great, gives you the sugar high and everything, but like you keep going back to it and it really takes over everything.
Yeah. For me, it's wild. Bread, which also I think has sugar in it too, right?
Yeah. I mean, do you have white bread?
No, I we have like oat bread or whatever.
Oh, okay. That's not,
it's not as bad, but like
still got sugars in it.
So the thing that I stopped doing is the reason why, like when I dropped my first 50 pounds, what I stopped doing was I stopped, like for the past 2 years, real talk, I don't think there was like a day that I didn't have like for at least two meals bread, or even three. Like I think every meal I had bread. Mm-hmm. So like to me, the one thing that I've done like is so no. Yeah. I every like for two meals I have bread because for breakfast, I'm usually pretty good. Mm-hmm. But it's eliminating bread out of some of the diet, not all of it. So like, for example, today I had like eggs and sausage, and then I had meatloaf and mashed potatoes, humble brag, Costco meatloaf, the best. And then for dinner, I had rice and beans. But like it was like a cup of rice, maybe like a half cup of rice, and then like beans and jamon. That's jamon? How you pronounce it in my culture, Kyle. And chorizo. Mild, because I get indigestion. Uh-huh. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. It's like, how about for maybe a meal? And what I used to do back in the day, which when I was healthy and happy, was okay, one meal has to be the vegetables, literally. Like one meal I'm not gonna enjoy, which is like the meal that is the salad. Mm-hmm. But the last meal I get to enjoy because it is like, you know, not salad.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe like a ham sandwich. I don't know. So that's what I'm trying to do. Is I'm trying to get back into that rhythm and trying to be with this job now. I will definitely be way more active. So I'm seeing how that's going to change me over the next coming weeks. Because I know Kelsey and Michael's. Why am I calling him Michael? Jesus. Kelsey
Michael.
Michael. I've never called him Michael. Jesus. Kelsey and Mike's wedding is in a month, right?
Yeah. July 9th.
July 9th. I want to lose 15 pounds by July 9th.
Nice.
I want to just fit in something a little nicer mm-hmm. for Kelsey and Mike.
Yeah.
That's my goal. Mm-hmm. Is like, I don't want to be, truthfully, 380 pounds. I want to actually lose this weight and get it off for realsies because I can't do this shit anymore, man. My knees suck.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now.
I feel you.
So I've been a little bummed.
Yeah. I mean, likewise, I feel like I always feel like I should be doing more, obviously. Mm-hmm. Also, coming home after work, eating dinner, hanging out with the kids and then falling asleep on the couch by 8 o'clock every night is starting to really make me angry and vengeful is the wrong word, but like
Kyle, why are you eating that pork roast? It's not my name. It's vengeance. Ba-dum-tsh,
ba-dum-tsh, ba-dum-tsh. I'm just real annoyed that this is the life that I'm living currently.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's really, really dumb and really stupid to say.
Yeah.
But like not working during the quarantine, I really miss that.
Dude, that's not dumb at all. See, I think we all kind of miss the not working part of it.
I just like, I miss being able to do what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the things that I enjoy. Like, not to put any worries, like I still am enjoying everything. It's not like the world is losing its color by any chance or by any means, but like, I don't know, man. I miss the days where I can just wake up and go to the beat of my own drum and not have to sit in traffic for an hour and a half every morning when it should only take me 30 minutes. Like, mm-hmm. it's dealing with stupid ass coworkers who believe ridiculous things and gave me shit today for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So spoiler alert, why I said it was okay in the main show, the idiot, which is what we call my niece's and nephew's father mm-hmm. in this household. He has lived in this house for 9-10 years. Hasn't paid an ounce of rent or anything, does whatever. He just tested positive for COVID yesterday. I have successfully avoided COVID the entire time. And now mm-hmm. it is currently in my house. And not that I'm scared I'm going to get deathly ill. While there's still a chance, I am vaccine boosted, so I'm
good.
Comfortable with that.
Yeah.
It's just the fact is, if I get it, then I miss out on work, which then means I don't get paid, which then means I'm going behind on bills, especially now after I consolidated all my credit cards and I have a very big monthly payment that I don't want to miss. And on top of like Owen, my nephew is going to be a year old in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely not vaccinated. And so like, God forbid he gets it and gets really sick. I don't know what I would do with myself.
Yeah.
Not that he is. I'm thinking positive, but it's very heavy. The last couple days. And, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of all the bullshit, man.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. It's like, I think also the news of the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Just seeing this state of everything kind of just really harshened my vibes.
Yeah.
A tremendous amount. And so like, to me, it's like, God damn it. You know, we thought we were done with this bullshit back in 2020, but we still got to go start, you know, fight even harder now than before because they're energized. And so like it's that type of stuff is like, I can't even like, I told my parents and like, I really had to get to them. Like, guys, gotta stop watching CNN so much. I'm getting to the point. Like it's my anxiety is at this level that is I can't do it anymore. I can't even talk about it. Like, I just go, I know who I'm voting for. It's not the orange dude. Just leave me alone. Like, just leave me alone. I just want to watch my Marvel and my Star Wars now. Just leave me be. But like, you know, to put your mind at rest, Kyle, too, if you, even just an inkling of like, oh shit, I could be in a hospital. I got a buddy, Mo, who works at a hospital. He's a doctor. Yeah. And I remember a few weeks ago, he's like, guys, I got a call. We got our first COVID patient in over like 2 months.
Hell yeah.
He's just like, it's like, that's how, because for the people that listened, you know, we got boosted. We got the vaxxed stuff. And to me, like, I was even talking to my boss today. I'm like, it's not a political statement. It really it just isn't. Why is it? It's not. Shut up. It's not. Yeah. So listen to the person that's smarter than you telling you to just do this one little thing that's not even inconvenient. You're at CVS already.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Unless you literally like you have an autoimmune disease. I get
sure.
it.
But, yeah. Just real quick look into the type of people I work with. A few weeks ago, one of the older gentlemen that works at my job as an installer walked in and was talking with somebody else about the vaccine and said, why would I get that when it is multiple shots? Any good vaccine would only need one shot. So multiple shots mean it's not worth it and it's stupid and it's not going to work. So I'm not going to get it. You are a dumb fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And the reason why this has lasted this long.
Yeah.
You those dumb, are the type idiot. Of people I work with. I am one of the only level-headed people.
Yeah. Work there. You're the reason why the gas is high.
Exhausting.
You're the reason why everything's so fucking expensive.
Don't get me started on that. $100 worth of gas in the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you're the reason. Because you couldn't just get it over with.
Yeah.
You dumb fool. Anyway. So I'm passionate about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like for me, it's... It's been rough, but like looking at the COVID numbers, it's like, again, it sucks that still people are dying from this, but like,
Yeah.
Nationwide. Yesterday. Only 400 people.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why just get your booster, get your vaccine, whatever. Yep. Mm-hmm. Take every precaution. Please. I still wear, like, now it's coming to the point, Kyle, I'm wearing a mask and, like, people are giving me looks.
Well, that's the thing. I wore a mask today at work.
Yeah.
Not because I wanted to, not because I am positive, but I was just like, just in case I have it,
yeah.
I don't want to hear that somebody else at work got it. Because guess what? You're all unvaccinated.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to give it to you and then me find out that you got sick because of me, because that's going to make me feel like awful dog shit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wear a mask to protect you. And every single person today was like, why the hell are you wearing that? Take it off. Like, no, I don't think you understand. It is a precaution for you just in case.
Yeah.
It might be a 0.01% chance. I'm not risking it for anybody, even if we don't agree and I don't like you. Like, I don't want I don't want you to get sick at all.
Yeah. No, it sucks.
Just like it's so exhausting.
It really is. It really is. Also, Kyle,
which is why what I always tell you, like, hey, can I quit my job and just do this full time? Like, I'm serious. I'm done.
Let's go. And we definitely have some plans in the making to maybe make that one day hopeful reality. But that being said, I started my new job today, Kyle. Monday I started. It's Wednesday. Yeah. I've just gone through a lot of onboarding and a whole lot of training. And let me tell you something, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Thank God this job has onboarding and training.
Wild, right?
What a concept. What a wild concept. That a company would want to train you before doing the thing.
Wild.
Wild. Nuts even. Fuck. Craziness. Anyway, but a whole next week is just me shadowing people as well, like how to deal with behaviors and such.
Which so is like, good for somebody who hasn't done that.
Oh yeah, so I'm excited. I want to get into this world because I want to help people in this realm. And they're already like talking about like, oh, you do marketing stuff. Well, we have a marketing side and maybe we could squeeze you in somewhere. So like, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Is really wanting to, instead of just using my degree for games, it's like serotonin, it would be immense if I'm helping people. And helping like fundraise and get projects off the ground. Stuff like that excites me so much. So I'm excited there, but I'm like you, Kyle. Man, I miss when we were doing nothing. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's nice. You could just focus on playing a game and trying to escape the dark void. You don't got that anymore.
It hit hard the last week when I had to stay off Twitter for Summer Game Fest.
Mm.
I couldn't just hop on when it was live.
I know. Like, 1 o'clock. Why did he do it? Why did the bad man do that thing, Kyle?
So stupid.
I know.
6 p.m. is perfect for everything.
Just do what we want. And do it.
Do what we want, damn it.
Okay, but let's talk about this. First and foremost, tell everybody about the Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
All right, we got a little depressed for a second there. Yeah. I want to get back to happiness.
We'll quickly do a fun story.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Joe. I'm getting very sleepy.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
and I don't want to ruin the show by me falling asleep.
No, you're not. You're good.
So Pizza Hut. I believe I told this story on a post show or on the main show once or twice before. We have what is called a traffic circle or a rotary, I think is what it's called across the pond.
Oh,
Europe, I think is what it's called.
I just call it a roundabout.
Oh yeah. Or one of those. We just call them traffic circles, right by the hospital, and across from the hospital used to be the Pizza Hut. One day I am driving through and I see that there's a giant hole in the Pizza Hut. Like, not when I say hole, I mean hole. Walls are down. It looked like a car drove through it. And guess what? That's because it did. somebody late at night didn't realize it was a roundabout or a traffic circle or a rotary, and they drove right off it down the decline into the front of the Pizza Hut. So the Pizza Hut closed down for a month or two while they fixed it.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, or pretty close to maybe a month or so, the same goddamn thing happens. Somebody drove off and into the Pizza Hut. And at that point, the Pizza Hut franchisee or whatever was like, you know what? I'm done. We're not rebuilding. We're closing. And the Pizza Hut shut down.
Aww.
And it is now an urgent care building across from the hospital.
Well, maybe some, yeah, maybe some good did come from that.
But like, I miss my stuffed crust pizza, Joe.
I get it. Yeah.
The closest one is now 45, 50 minutes away.
I got a question about urgent cares.
Yeah.
What are they about?
What are they, you've never gone to one?
I've gone to one once, but I like, are you a real doctor? Or are you just wearing a coat?
I mean, I've had some bad experiences at them.
Yeah.
I think a little bit of both. I think they are in way over their heads.
Uh-huh.
They know the bare minimum.
Okay.
But they can write you a prescription. Because there are many times where I've gone in, I said, I know I'm sick. Give me antibiotics. And let's call it a day. I've been through this so many times in my life. I know exactly what I have. Yeah. I have bronchitis. Give me medicine. I'll feel better. And they're like, yeah, I don't know. We'll give you steroids. And if the steroids don't work, then call your doctor the next day and then go through that way.
Why am I here then?
I am here because my doctor doesn't have an opening for the next 4 days. And I am not waiting 4 days before I get medicine in me. And you're called an urgent care. That is why I am here. I am here for an answer to a problem that I need fixed. So give me the fixing. Give me my pills. Let me go home. Let me start to feel better.
Yeah.
It's always a fight with them. It's always like, what pharmacy do you use? Oh, I use the Walgreens in my hometown.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, okay, sure. It'll be right there. It's like literally 5 minutes away. I get there. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm picking up from me. Yeah, I'm probably not ready yet because I literally just left from there. And they go, oh, we don't have anything in the system for you. I go, excuse me? So I call up the doctor's office, the urgent care, and they go, oh, I'm sorry. We sent it to the Walgreens in Brooklyn. I'm like, you, what? Brooklyn, for those that don't know, is like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Brooklyn for my medicine. I was like, it's what I have to deal with. And then I drive back and tell them the problem. And then they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. We'll forward it to the. It's always a problem with the urgent cares.
I remember when I broke my ankle this one time. I broke it. Like, it's whatever. And all they did was wrap it. And they go, yeah, we think you should go to a specialist. Like, why were you even?
Can we also, oh my God.
Go for it. Let's go for it.
Can we stop having to require us to go to the doctor to get a prerequisite or a letter saying it's okay for me to go see a person that does the thing that I need done in the first place? Why do I need to go see you? It's like checking with my mom before I have candy before dinner.
Yeah.
If I have a problem with my foot, I'm going to go see a podiatrist first and foremost.
Yeah.
I don't need to go see my doctor, spend $50 for a copay just for you to tell me, all right, it's okay for you to go see this person, and then go to that person and spend another $150 just for them to say, here's some cream. Whatever. It's $200 of like maybe tops, Joe.
Yeah.
A 5-minute visit combined between the both of them.
And
the American healthcare system fucking sucks.
And like, you talk to a guy for 5 minutes. Oh, we want $500. 5 minutes?
Oh, so that's another thing. I went to an urgent care.
You better be looking like Zach from Final Fantasy VII.
Absolutely. I went to an urgent care underneath my new insurance.
Yeah.
And I got a bill for $300. Because they only covered part of my visit. And I also need to spend my out-of-pocket deductible. It's $5,000 on the year. and you have to hit 5,000 before the insurance starts paying for things.
Holy shit, no way.
So like, okay, cool. So you basically want me to go spend $5,000 of my own
money. Let's go to Canada, Kyle. Let's, you know, let's fuck it. Let's, Kyle, if I moved to Canada, would you join me in Canada?
Sure.
Real talk, because I've been thinking about it lately.
Yeah, we got enough friends up there. We got Sean, we got Fee.
Right, and here's the thing. I asked Sean, I go, can I live with you guys like for a month or two? And you know what he said? I
wouldn't bother Sean with that.
You know what he said?
What?
My parents live 20 minutes. Like, you dickhead. I'm like, Fee would definitely hide us from, like, you know, the cops or something.
It's just ridiculous, man. I hope in some point in our lifetime we'll get universal
healthcare. Don't kid yourself.
It won't happen.
So, like, so for me, that's why, like, I hate going to the doctor, because I'm just like, ugh, I'm going to get a boo-boo and you're going to send me three different places. It's going to be very inconvenient.
Not even just that, but yeah, just money cost.
Yeah. Like, Marcus O'Neill, can I hide in like a basement attic? You got an attic? You got a basement? You got like Marcus, a
if you need a babysitter, you can just hire me and I'll live in your house.
Okay.
At home babysitter. You Here's the thing. Saying?
Canadians, listen up. We come very cheap.
Yeah.
I'll do manual labor.
Sure.
I'll watch a kid. Not well, but I'll watch him. Let me live in your place for a few months.
Hey, Joe, where's Tibby? What? I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm going for my third New Game Plus in Elden Ring.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that?
Oh, sorry, what? Yeah, no, the job search is really hard right now.
He's napping.
Whatever. Yeah.
Little Timmy's outside in a tree. Screaming also,
you guys have to be very quiet Wednesday nights because we're recording the show. You can't be like a Mama Bad Bit, all right? I heard her yell, talk. I heard her talk. He's like, hey, Marty. Oh, shit. Oh, I forgot. I heard that. You didn't, but I did, you know?
Yeah.
So as long as you guys can keep your mouth shut on Wednesday nights, I feel like this is a win-win for everybody.
You know what? Also, if we're in Canada, we'll get game codes easily.
Exactly. They'll respect us.
I mean, they just give PlayStation codes out to anybody.
Anybody. Anybody. Fire hydrant, they throw a code at it. Wacky wave arm flailing tube man, they'll throw a code at it.
Yeah.
You know what? Time is now, friend. Let's do it. Why not Mexico? Why not? Let's move to Mexico City. The pesos?
The Mexican food does not agree well with my stomach.
Ah, that's right. You're white as shit. I forgot about that. Yeah. I'm sorry. But like, okay, but here's the thing. Let's take a look at Canada real fast. And then we'll go. And then we'll, after we look, take a look at Canada's map.
What map are we looking at, Canada?
Of Canada provinces.
Okay. I feel like we probably want to be close to Toronto, right?
Okay. Oh, God. This is confusing already.
Toronto, Ontario. It's close to the U.S.
Holy shit. Sean is far. So, okay. I'm looking at, first off, guys, maybe cut some of these in half. Like, this, there's some of this is outrageous. We got Quebec.
Yeah.
Ontario. I think Ontario is where Toronto is, right?
Yep. It's right. It's right by Buffalo, New York.
Oh, okay. Okay. But I heard like Ontario, like I think they're like racist or something there.
Oh, that's a problem.
Like they, like if you're not French, they think you're a piece of shit or something.
So they're Texas.
Yeah, they're like the Texas of Canada, but maybe a little bit more polite. Mm. And like, you actually know that governor was actually on drugs. Remember that Ford guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So like Abbott, you know he's a piece of shit and he's probably on drugs. Sure. But like, at least you know the root of that guy's craziness.
Uh-huh.
Other than his own ego. So, okay, Ontario, possibly. Quebec, I don't know. I don't know about it.
Sure.
But then you got New Brunswick, which is just a little dot. I feel like, honestly, people from New Brunswick, you deserve more land. So I would suggest a New Brunswick. And this is what I bring to the table as the American. I think you guys should invade Quebec. Just get more inland, you know? And I feel like you guys would have a bigger say in whatever government you guys have.
You know, I found where we're moving to, Joe. We're going to Saskatchewan.
Fuck. Canada. Just for the name alone, I'm in.
to the town of Moose Jaw. We're living in Moose Jaw.
Yes. We're moving to Kyle, we're, please type this down. We're moving,
moving to Moose, Jaw. That's the name of the episode.
Please type that down. I will forget it.
Do it. It's like that Ray Romano movie, Welcome to Mooseport. But we're going to Moose Jaw.
Oh my god. Okay. And so wait. Oh
hey,
god,
they have a Best Western there?
Oh, dude.
Nice. They have a casino?
A casino? All right, Canada, you're looking legit.
A McDonald's and a Tim Hortons? Whoa.
Here's the thing. Now we got Nova Scotia and then Prince Edward Island. Again, I feel like Nova Scotia invade Prince Edward Island.
Nova Scotia, where Fee is from.
Yeah, it, Fee's from there.
Also, weird how...
Invade Prince Edward Island, though.
Their time zone is 30 minutes before us, Joe. What a stupid thing.
Ooh. Don't know about that.
So dumb.
Don't know about that. But Prince Edward Island shouldn't exist. It should just be part of Nova Scotia. So let's figure that out.
Yeah.
Then we got Newfoundland and Labor... what the fuck is this? Labrador? Labrador? Like a fucking Labrador dog? Receiver? Canada, what do you think? You guys are fucking wacky. You guys are wacky. I'm in for it. I'm moving to Canada. This is, you guys, you settled it.
They have a place
fucking
called...
Fucking naming states Kawaka after dogs. Kikamach? What?
Kawaka Kikamach?
Holy shit.
I know for a fact I'm butchering that name. Oh, well, what is this name? Kangikusalaulujuak. That's up in Newfoundland, way at the tip.
Who? Nunavut? You got a whole bunch of islands there. You guys got to settle that. What is this all about? That's a lot of land. How many people live up there?
I doubt a lot of people live all the way up there.
Yeah. So, like, should we even count that as, like, a province, you think?
It's probably way too cold.
That's, like, what... Guys like polar bears live up there? Is what's counting?
Nah, I'm good.
And then look at this. You got fucking states named after Labrador Retrievers. And then you got Northwest Territories. That is the Washington football team of province names. What is going on? All right. And then you have Yukon. That sounds fine. Uh-huh. British Columbia? Well, that's where British Columbia is.
Yeah, that's where Vancouver is.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Vancouver, another good spot, probably. It's close to Seattle.
Okay. Okay. That's doable. All right. Yeah. Alberta, that's... Edmonton is in Alberta, right?
Yep, so is Calgary.
So that's where Sean lives.
Oh, cool.
So,
they have a place in there called Medicine Hat. Would you like to live in Medicine Hat?
Fuck yes, I would.
Let's see what's going on in Medicine Hat. Let's zoom in. Oh, it's tiny. They have a homestay inn and suites, a Hampton Inn.
Manitoba capital. What you got? What you got here? Oh, that's where Winnipeg is. Fuck, I thought Winnipeg was its own thing. Are you kidding me? Wow. Ooh, all right.
Medicine Hat does have a Walmart Supercenter.
I feel like we're honestly, Kyle, can I be real?
Yeah.
I feel like we're finding our way in the universe right now.
I really, same.
So, okay, we got to marry a Canadian. Move up there because it sounds nice.
Are we just planning out like a Trophy Room Canada tour? Where we go on tour to all these towns?
Trophy Room Canada tour is named. We're figuring it out.
We're going to Medicine Hat, Moose Jaw,
yep.
Sagathun.
And you might go, well, Joe, that's not a lot. Like that, there's not a lot of population up there. That's not the point. The point's just saying that we've been to Medicine Hat or Labrador Retriever.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Or Gravelberg.
Or Gravelberg.
Oh, wait a second. What province is this in? Oh, please don't let me lose it. There it is. This is in...
Actually, wait. I hear my mom burping. One sec. I need to bring her in here. I need her to... This after show got bonkers. One sec.
I'm about to tell Joe about Old Wives, Saskatchewan, and Central Butt.
Recording right now? Well, I want you to be a part of this, okay? You Right. Shit, I don't have my glasses. It's okay. It's alright. You don't need the glasses. You don't need the glasses.
Oh, you crazy? No, fuck that. I don't have my glasses on.
What did she say?
2 seconds and she goes, is that Ukraine?
Because I don't have my glasses and my mind is it with Ukraine.
You know what? You know when you laugh so hard, you see fucking stars.
Is that Kyle?
Yeah, it's Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
You speak into the mic here.
Hi, Kyle. Oh, my voice. Hi, Cal.
Hello.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So, okay. I'm going to fill my mother in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know how America's kind of... Stop picking it.
What is this?
I don't fucking know. It's my shirt.
No. Okay, let me touch you while you're...
Don't touch me, lady. All right. So I'm trying to find a good map. So you know how like U.S. seems pretty fucked at this point, and maybe we.
What do you mean politically?
Yeah, I mean like yeah, like all yes, of it. It's yes. kind of fucked. Like you
They're
can't
going
say.
After the wife of Jenny Clark.
I'm gonna pretend like I know who that
Thomas
is.
Clark. Tell her so, we're done with the healthcare system.
What's that Supreme Court guy, Thomas Clark? What the fuck is his name? I know his name. Supreme Court, the black man. The only black of them, no, that's the Supreme Court.
Wow, you're really wanting to get canceled. Clarence Thomas?
That's it.
All right. Well, I have to edit part of this.
I'm sorry. All
right.
What did I say bad?
No, you didn't actually say anything bad. You people will get outraged. She's from the 60s. All right. A different time.
Born 1960.
That's right. Idris Elba, how do you think about Idris Elba?
Oh, he's so fine.
All right,
oh,
there you go.
Did Mama Bad Bit go knuckles deep with Sonic 2?
he's in a show, he's in a movie where he plays a red porcupine called Knuckles.
Yeah?
You think you would be in him?
Hear him, like his yeah. voice.
Do you think you'd let him go knuckle deep?
God, I can respond to back. That, but I don't want him back. Right.
That's a yes.
Would I let him go knuckles,
knuckles deep?
Yes!
Oh, God, you made this the best post show I've ever fucking had in my life. All right. Okay, so, all right. Where in Canada are we moving to?
Where there's liberals.
All right. Well, I guess that's all of Canada. They're all smoking weed. They got universal health care.
Well, tell Mama Bedbit that I just found a new town in Saskatchewan called Old Wives.
Wait, there's a town. let's start naming off some names.
Yeah.
Would you want to go to Old Wives in where?
Saskatchewan.
In Saskatchewan, there's a town called Old Wives.
Saskatchewan. It sounds like a beast. Squatch. Okay.
All right.
What about Sasquatch. Central Butt?
No.
What about Central Butt?
Really? I don't want to live in Central Butt.
What about Moose Jaw?
Moose what?
Moose Jaw.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's better than the other two.
What about Moose Knuckle?
If the moose is Elba.
Oh, deep in here. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. So. Bob, what would you do if I moved to Canada for real?
I'd follow you.
You'd you'd want to be my roommate? Is that what you
should? Oh, roommate? No, I'd live in town where you're living.
Oh, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That She'd is live sweet. With me. Yeah,
I'd let you bum on a couch for a minute. You know?
No, I have my own place. Get out of here. And then I would go to Niagara Falls every day because it's so beautiful.
All right. It's really meaningful.
Oh, it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
You've seen it, right?
I like a minute, I guess.
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. You're still not talking into the mic.
It's gorgeous.
last town to ask her. Just found a town called Cereal. Go ahead. Would you live in Cereal?
Would you live in Cereal, Canada?
Cereal?
Yeah.
Like the
bowl. Yeah, it's funny. It's a funnier name.
What about this? Want to hear this? This Newfoundland and Labrador.
I've heard of Newfoundland.
But it's like Labrador.
That sounds like cute, like a dog. Yes, I would live there.
Do you think they're populated solely by dogs?
Maybe.
Ooh, good question. Oof.
Now, here's my other question for you. Look at how much land Nunvolt has, right? Canada.
Did the bees give you gas?
What's that?
Did the bees give you
gas? That's a random question. No, it hasn't. Okay, well, please don't do that here right now. We're doing a show. All right, let's keep it fucking professional here, all right?
Okay, professional.
All right, cool. You see, look at how much land Nunavut has. Look at how much land Quebec has. Do you think that's fair to New Brunswick? Look at where New Brunswick is.
Where's
on the map.
New Brunswick?
It's just a little turd right here. Ooh. I'm saying New Brunswick should invade Quebec.
I think I like this green area.
Okay, but look at that boring ass thing. We just heard of Medicine Hat.
Oh, no.
We just heard of Moose Knuckle. Medicine Hat.
Joe,
right?
what if I told you that in New Brunswick,
yeah,
there's a town called Blackville.
Whoa. Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying that's a name I think they should change.
Yeah, what? I think so.
Northwest Territories. What a boring name that is. Yeah. What would you want to name it?
I'd take territories out.
Yeah, and just call it Northwest.
I think we know it's Northwest.
But then Kanye West is going to be like, that's my kid's province.
No. Yeah. Ugh, God. Yeah. So that's maybe, right, Northwest.
Right. Isn't that the dumbest fucking name?
Stupidest name I've ever heard.
That's right.
Yes.
So, okay.
Stupider than Apple?
Apple's a dumb name. Well, like, not like the company name, but like someone called, was it? Renata?
I think Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter
has an Apple.
Well, she's done crazier shit.
Yeah.
Goop. Or is it that Julia Roberts has the apple?
One of them. But like, what would you call this? What would you call Northwest? If you could name like your own state, you could rule for a day, Ma. What are you calling the Northwest Territories?
I would call it a beautiful flower, like Rose State, like a beautiful flower.
All right.
I would make it a pretty name.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about? Like Joville.
That sounds
You fucking named me Joe.
I know, but that's the name of territory over that.
All right, well, shit. Ooh, well,
Justin Trudeau State.
He's dreamy, dude.
He's dreamy.
Honestly, what if I told you, hey, Mom, I'm gay.
You're gay for him. I'd like to meet him. And yes, bring him home.
Here's my...
Bring him home. The family would like to meet him.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I wouldn't pull away, Ma. I think I would be all for it.
Oh God.
Let me see. Justin Trudeau. One sec. We're doing a Justin.
He's married.
Trudeau.
Wife. Do you know how to spell his name?
Yeah, I got it. Stephanie Trudeau. Stephanie. Oh, he could do so much better. Sorry, Steph, but
come
he could
on,
do.
She's cute.
Yeah, but like you know.
Look at that.
Why can't
she's
it be
pretty.
Me? You know. All right, Mom, you've been a good sport.
The walk holding your hand.
Exactly. It's be like, oh my God, how progressive are we? This is great. We pat ourselves in the back here. All right, I love you, Mama.
Okay, good night, Kyle.
Good night.
Nice seeing you.
Same to you.
She's now doing a dance, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see it, but she's doing a dance. All right, love you. Close the door.
Love you. Night. You gotta go to work.
Tomorrow. I know, I do. That's why I gotta get this done, huh? All right.
I can't believe we got your mom to admit she'd go knuckle deep.
Honestly, what a good payoff. Because I was like, oh man, this is a bummer of a post show. We need to do something about this. And look at us doing something to boot it.
Oh man. Yeah, Canada, you need to fix your town names.
Just fix them? Like, we need to fix this goddamn country of ours. Everybody, that has been the Trophy Room post show. This was fantastic. This is fantastic. What a day.
Coming to you soon in Moose Jaw.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.